Mildred Young, May 6, 2004. Sister to my father, Gilbert Embry.
Worked up there about 4 months.
He worked up there about 4 months, and he came home for the holidays, he said, for Christmas holidays. And he had, like you know, a pocket full of money. And his plan was to come home for, you know, a week or so and go back up to Detroit because the money was good and, you know, he was kind of enjoying it. But he came back for a couple of weeks, and then the person who had hired him before but said he couldn't work, heard he'd worked up in Detroit and said, well, gee, like, well, if he worked up there, I don't see why we can't.
His name's Stevenson.
It might have been. It might have been.
Yeah, no, I remember it might have been. That was the name.
Yeah, I think it was Stevenson. So,
He was the superintendent of the railroad
right.
At that particular time.
Right. So.
Remember that? Because everybody was warm like that. We got mad at our mom for the longest kind of time about that, I think.
About what?
About him going to work that early.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, well, all she said, Jimmy, she said, well, if you no longer want to go to school, then you get your job and go to work. And that's what he felt about it.
Yeah. So anyway, I've been trying to just, you know, interview wherever I can to kind of get more information. Okay. I think you knew a whole bunch of stuff.
I know a little bit of something, I guess, but I don't know that I know a whole lot because some things I know are so negative that I don't even feel.
I understand. Now, remind me of who was the oldest child, Uncle Champ?
Yeah. Okay. He was born in 1912.
Ann was next.
Lizzie may, her name may come up as Lizzie if you go and get into anything.
Okay.
I found that out whenever that I was doing her. I was trying to get a Social Security for her and a birth certificate and all of that at one point in time.
Uh-huh.
And it may come up as Lizzie.
Okay.
Ellen.
What year was she born?
Well, there's 2 years difference in all
of
those ages until you get down to Vi. When you get down to Vi, between Vi and me, it was 3 years.
Okay, so then Elizabeth, 1916. Ellick was about 1918.
Yeah, Mama right. said he was born during the, at the close of the,
war? No.
Yeah, close of the, what was the war?
Before
World War One.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And who was next after Ellick?
Bessie. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. 1920 then?
Probably. Mm-hmm. I guess this is 2 years difference.
Okay. And then who was next?
Viola.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And so she's 3 years older than me, so what was it? I'm 79 tomorrow. She's 82. She's 3 years older than me.
Okay.
82. Her birthday was yesterday.
Oh, was it?
We had been yesterday.
May 4th. Oh, May 5th.
So it makes up, 81 or 82?
82.
82.
Mm-hmm. Like 23?
And then Nick's 2 years younger than me.
Okay, so what you were born in 1925?
25.
Okay.
He was born in 27. They sure didn't get that mixed up because they had me and him a year. Yeah, I was just 1 year and a half younger than him. I had a time with my birth certificate. They had my name all together different.
Really?
Yeah. But they had me in between Viola and Gilbert.
Uh-huh.
They had me as Willie Eddie.
Really?
Mm-hmm. May Willie Eddie. I had about 3 different names.
What was that?
On my birth certificate. I guess, you know, we was, uh, we was delivered by midwives, and they probably had spelled.
Oh, okay.
But now Maya and Nancy said that they did name me Mildred Eddie after my dad, see.
Okay. Okay.
I really had to go do something, but it just only cost me $1 at the time. I got it, they birth certificates are high now. Mm-hmm. I got it redone and, you know,
Okay.
So, and Margaret said that she said that I probably wasn't no 2 years older than me. She said I probably, because I was just pulling up walking when he was born. She said, but I said, well, we'll let it go, just let it stand as it is.
Right. Okay. So now when you had your birth records changed, you had to change to what?
I changed it all together to what I was going by.
Which was Mildred?
I was going by Mildred. Mildred Lee Embry.
Okay.
That's all my school record.
Right.
But then I had it all, when I had it redone, I just left the Embry in the middle of that. See, Nig and I are Turkans.
Right.
We're not Embrys.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But I put the E in there, and I go by Mildred E. Embry.
Okay.
Young. Okay. Mildred E. Turpin.
Turpin,
is what
it
was.
Right.
E.
Right.
Is what I started going by.
Right. Okay. Okay. Good deal. Okay, so that's all the children. Now, Grandma Liz's name was Elizabeth?
Well, yeah. Elizabeth or Lizzie.
Okay.
Some call her Elizabeth, some call her Lizzie. Her birth certificate said Elizabeth, and this is when I was getting Liv's birthday.
Right.
Her birthday was Elizabeth, and Liv's birthday was Lizzie. I mean, name was Lizzie.
Right.
But I guess it just got turned around.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, what year was Mom born?
My mom?
Mm-hmm.
95.
1895.
Mm-hmm.
And where was she born?
Where was she born?
In Richmond, or was it Madison County?
Yeah,
or
I think it was Garrett
County. Garrett County. And what was her, like, maiden name?
Maiden name was Gilbert. G-I-L-B-E-R. They called her May Lizzie Gilbert, but everybody in Richmond called her Sister Gilbert. Sister Gilbert and my grandmother called Granny Gilbert. They never did call them by their names.
Really?
Everybody knew them like that.
Sister Gilbert.
You know Sister Gilbert.
Okay, so Garrett County, Elizabeth Gilbert. Okay, and who were her parents?
Alice Dunson.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Gilbert.
Okay, did you know them?
I knew, I vaguely remember Jack. I knew my grandmother real well. I was 16 when she
Alice.
Passed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew her real well. Greatest person that ever lived on the face of the earth except Jesus Christ.
Is that right?
That's right.
Why say that?
Never heard of Jimmy. She was just so great. Now, you've taken me, I tell you.
She was great and kind, generous.
She was just, you could never hear her say not a negative word about any or nobody. She would see, she would sit up there, you know, where Orange Street was,
right.
Near the hilltop, not the other side of it, but on the hilltop. She'd sit up on her porch, sit in her rocking chair, and she could see somebody falling down drunk going down the street, and then people would start laughing about it and stuff like that. She said, oh, don't do that. She said, he'll be all right. Or she'll be all right, or something like that. She would just wait. She never said another kind of word to anybody. She was raised in the big house, as we might say. So she was happy.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Raised in the big house there in...
As
in,
we know it. As
in
we
Garrett
know.
County, or...
I don't know where it was. But anyway, she, her mother house person at the time that she was conceived. She only had one brother. She did get married after she, she just had one brother. Mm-hmm. His name was Dunson. Because I don't think she wasn't actually a Dunson. She belonged to the white man.
Uh-huh.
Then they let her mother get married to the Dunson man. And then she had one brother. Mm-hmm. It was Dunson. I can't think of his first name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I remember.
What was the white man's name? In like Garrett County, like Lancaster? Talking about Lancaster?
No. Now Lancaster's not in Garrett,
like in Garrett County.
County.
Wait a minute, what's
that's
in Garrett
Danville.
County?
Danville.
Yeah, Danville. Yeah, Danville. Yeah, Danville. Yeah.
Harrodsburg, maybe.
Right.
Dix River Dam is what they always talked about. The six of them were born there. The six of my sisters and brothers were born in Garrett County.
Oh, they were?
Okay.
Oh, the first six?
Yeah.
Chantru Viola.
Yeah. Viola was a baby, I think, in arms when they came to Richmond.
Hmm.
And Nick and I was born right there in Madison County.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why'd they move?
Well, my mom and her husband couldn't get along.
Couldn't get along.
You know, he was a hard worker and everything.
I think it was John?
John Clint.
John Clint.
John Clint. And they could not get along, and finally she said that somebody told her that she was too young to keep having all of those children and the husband not providing for them and stuff like that. They told her to go back home to her mom, and I guess she believed it, and that's what she done. And they wanted to take all her kids away from John Clint there.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because he didn't want the children. He wanted her there.
Why he keep having babies then?
Well, now I can't answer that.
that Lord.
Oh, gosh. But anyway, and they went to court. They went to court at that time, and I think the court was in the Garrett County Courthouse in And they awarded her the children.
Okay.
But he refused to let her have them.
Hmm.
And he thought that this was going to maybe make her stay with those six children. And she said that he left. She just said, well, okay. He says, well, you can have them, you know. And she left and come on back to Richmond to her mom.
Right.
And things like that. And she said, well, she got some kind of a message, I guess. I don't know if it was a telephone call or telegram or what it was in those days. But she got a call back to meet him at the train station.
And the multi.
And I heard the old ones talk about it. I think it was Bibb and maybe all the way down to Big Al talking about how they had to set up on a wagon coming out of Garrett County up on a big bale of hay.
Uh-huh.
And they went to the train depot. Because, you know, trains then used to just stop anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
okay.
They'd stop
here
in Dayton, and then they'd stop in Englewood, too.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. He put them on the train and told her to come and get them.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And I remember him saying that Vi was a baby in arms. Somebody, you know, that was carrying her. She was still just a tiny baby. So.
Hmm. So then they must have met when they were like in school or?
Who? My mom and,
uh-huh.
and her first cousin?
Uh-huh.
Well, my mom's folks were what you call good livers at that time, I guess. You know, mm-hmm. Her dad had his own farm and stuff.
Oh, really?
They were, that's what she called him. He had nine sisters and one brother.
This is Jack.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jack his own farm.
He had his own farm. Had his own cattle and he loved dogs. He loved dogs, Mom said, better than he loved his family. But anyway, there was a white family living close to his farm. And he had hired to help him out. So Clint was working at this place. And they used to meet at the fence, Mama told me. Said they used to meet at the fence. And so I think she must have been only about 15, about that time. And they made plans that they would come, they would come to Richmond. And then they were going back to Garrett County, because Clint evidently was going to Garrett County,
right,
I would say. So she told me one time that when she came along, when they got, got together at the fence, he told her, said, well, you know, you will be at the fence at such and such a time. And I guess he had the horse and buggy available at the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And said that they started out, you know, going to catch a train. Come up to Richmond to catch the train, said, but for the time they got to Richmond to the train station, said, old man Jack Gibbons was
right there. Is that right?
So she didn't get to go that time, you know, but the next time she did get away, and they went on back to Garrett County.
Oh, so they like just eloped or just,
yeah,
just left,
yeah,
together?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, but he was considerably older than Mama, though, I think.
Clint was.
You know, yeah.
So her dad.
Because Chad was born, I think, when she was 16, maybe.
Oh, okay. Okay. Really young.
16, a little bit more.
So Jack didn't want her to get married then?
Oh, no. See, he had, old man Jack had, my mom didn't have no sisters until she was grown and had a family, because she was the only girl out of, there was 10 of them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There was
mm-hmm.
seven. There were seven boys.
Mm-hmm.
Mama was had five older than her, and she was the next one, which would have made six. And then she had two younger brothers. She just had two brothers that were younger than her.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just thought that she was a ball of gold.
Right.
The dad did, you know, instead of like that. Because that's the reason why one of the uncles ran away, because he said he wouldn't stay there, said, because we would have to kill him, because he didn't want him to whip my mom.
Mm-hmm.
The one in Cleveland.
Who's
did
that?
You remember that? His name was Ellie. He changed his name to Joe Jackson, because he left because old man Jack was so mean to him. And most all of the boys left.
Really?
You know, yeah. And I guess he ended up down in Louisville, Kentucky, and he killed somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Then he left from there, and he went up east.
Really?
He changed his name,
changed
and he looked like a white man.
Really?
Yeah.
His name was renamed Joe Jackson.
Right.
But his given name was Alec.
Alec. Hmm.
Now, why do you think their dad was so mean?
Well, I don't know, because I was just a youngster, and I just barely remember him coming to town and his buggy and things
mm-hmm.
like that before he died. I really don't know, but it sort of kind of ran in the family, because another one of his sons killed a man too.
Mm-hmm.
Killed him down to Cincinnati, but he made time before he went to jail. But now he was way down the line. He was. Mama was right behind him.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Collins,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he made about I guess he made about 14, 15 years, but he was in a gambling place, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
what I understand, and they were gambling, and somebody had this confrontation, and I guess, the man had cut him across the stomach, and from what they say, that his intestines were just laying out, said, but he was able to raise up and get his gun out of his pocket and shot it, but they still, he couldn't get out of it, but I guess they didn't have any money then to get people out of stuff. Because my Aunt Margaret told me that that Granny, when she would start getting what they call the old age pension, then,
right,
said she never did have any money. She never did have any money no time. And she would always say she didn't have any, and they wondered what she was holding it up for.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the end, in the final analysis of it, she was paying her lawyer to get him out of jail. And she never closed her eyes till he was on ground either.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So because her husband was so mean, old man Jack Gibble was so mean, and Margaret and Nancy, when they got grown, they went out there in the country and got her.
Okay.
They got her, and
her
she started living, yeah, and she started living with them in up in Richmond, you know, because he had women out there right in the house in front of my grandma. And
Grandma Alice.
Yeah, and they found her one time wandering around out in the cornfield one time when they went out there, and she just didn't know where she was, you know. I think she was going through the menopause at the time, and Martin and said, she just didn't even know where she was or nothing, and he had a couple of young women that come in out there and stuff like that. And strangely enough, supposedly, that he went with, he only had one brother, told you. And supposedly that one of the children by his brother's wife was his.
Oh,
did you ever remember the old guy who used to come to the meetings and wore the dirty, the guns and cricket? Her name was Aunt Murdy. I can remember her. She was some kid, my brother too. What was it? The chef cooking. But supposedly he belonged to old man Jack too.
Oh, really?
That's what he said. And that was his brother's wife. And only had one brother.
He was pretty low down, wasn't he? Now, so my grandmother had like say nine brothers and sisters.
She had, yeah.
So she was one, and Collins was one, Alec, Margaret, Nancy, and who else were the other?
And Margaret was the last one. Okay. She's on the tail. Did you get the two in between there behind Mom? Well, there's a Luther, there's this in between. Foster was behind Mom, and then Luther. You remember Bob Gibbard?
Uh-huh.
He was Uncle Foster was his dad. And then Uncle Luther was, did you know Luther Jr.? He had a stroke here. I haven't called him in a while.
So we got seven. Foster, Luther, Nancy, Margaret, Alec, Collins, and Grandma Lizzie.
She was behind Collins.
Right.
So that would have been
seven.
That would have been Alec. Uh-huh. Well, you ain't got up a time in there.
No.
Alec. Well, Lewis was the oldest one.
Okay.
Remember Reed Gibbard used to come to a party?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh,
he was as old as Aunt Marty named Nancy.
Right.
And he belonged to Uncle Lewis. Mm-hmm. He was the oldest one. Lewis and Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake. Those were the three oldest.
Okay, that's.
It was Jake, Collins, and then Mom, the two other boys.
Now, so you mentioned that Jack had a farm.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a farm, yeah.
Was out and I used to call it the Slashes. I don't know if it was out in Marley or somewhere out in there. I don't really know. I don't think I really know.
We had like the dogs and all kind of animals and.
Oh yeah, and they cured their own meat. They were well livers.
Really?
It's too bad that Mom didn't marry him or something like that because he was poor livers.
No, Poe, huh?
It might have been, did they ever live in a place called Kingston?
Kingston? Sounds familiar.
It's out by the depot there.
Uh-huh.
I think they lived out in there near somewhere.
Did they?
Maybe.
Okay. I can go back through.
Well, you can put the word down, you know, and you can remember where it is.
Uh-huh. I can get the property. You can go to the Madison County courthouse and get like property deeds and property records.
Okay.
And then they will, they tell you who bought the property and where it's located, things like that.
Oh, okay.
I can do that. What do you know about great-grandma Alice or Jack's parents?
Alice Benson?
Uh-huh.
His name was Lewis. I guess that's where Lewis got his name from.
Right.
And I don't know if I know. Is that his mark? I don't think I know very much about him.
Because that was, as a matter of fact, it seems like Grandma was born in 1895. Mm-hmm. And chances are her mother and father might have been born right after emancipation. Could have been. Mm-hmm. But since she was, let me see now, since she was like, what, the fifth oldest?
Ooh, my mom.
Right.
Look at that, say Lewis, Jacob. Lewis, Jacob, Collins, and Mark. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
The two boys and the two girls will make the end of it.
Right, right, okay. Now, chances are then, if she was the fifth oldest, born 1895, her parents could have been, because that's 30 years after emancipation. They could have been born during slavery.
Or just right at the end. Or
right at the end. I can kind of find that. I'm pretty sure. You can find like marriage records.
You can.
I've got some that go back.
I thought they just jumped the room.
Well, they did, but in my research on my mom's side, I have found marriage records that go back to like 1867, and I have one. Well, like
1867.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. And then I also have a kind of a marriage record for Jack and Lizzie. Mm-hmm. That's like 18.
That must have been a popular name.
It must have been. It must have been. And theirs goes back actually into the 1850s.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because they were regarded as being married during the years of slavery, because when he died, she got a pension, the army had to verify all the children,
mm-hmm.
and when they were born. So uh-huh. We also have birth records.
Oh, okay.
That go back
birth
to like
records.
Birth
records. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I call it a birth statement.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so it also, they also had to verify that they were married to get the pension.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have even some marriage documents. So it wouldn't be too difficult, I would think, to find Alice and Jack's marriage bond,
probably,
as they were called, probably. And it might, and it might give their age,
yeah,
things like that, and even back even further than that.
Now it might go back to the Dunson
man. Uh-huh. That was Lewis,
Granny,
right?
Granny's, Dunson.
Lewis Dunson.
Alice Dunson was her maiden name.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, but I don't know what, I don't know what his name was.
Mm-hmm. We find that out. That might be,
her and her one brother, I do know that. Mm-hmm. Also, her one brother was married to our next door neighbor. And Lizzie Dunson. Remember Scotty Leon? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. His grandmother was would be mama's aunt by really? Marriage.
Is that right?
She married to her brother. And I guess the Dunson man must have died kind of fairly early.
So now you were saying that Alice Alice's father was a white man. Okay, because she and her mom would have lived in the big house, so to speak. That was in Madison. That was in somewhere in Madison County.
Mm-hmm.
But then she married.
She married Jack Gilbert.
Jack Gilbert, right? Okay, Jack Gilbert. And they had 10 children.
Seven boys and three girls.
Uh huh. Yeah, yeah. And they lived out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was known as the country then, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then, so Grandma Lizzie then went to Garrett County with Clint, had six children, and she left and came back home, you said,
Madison County,
to live with her parents.
She did not live with their parents when she came back because she had already come up and she had already found a place to live.
Okay.
To grab all the kids.
Okay.
With a couple, you know, people.
And where was that at?
That was right there in Richmond.
On what street?
Collins Street.
Collins Street. Okay.
That was where she told me that.
When they first moved in? Now, when you were born?
Then they lived on Hill Street.
Okay.
We lived everywhere. I don't remember that because I don't remember when they lived, when she first came there back and lived in College Street or Hill Street.
Right.
The earliest I can remember is I can barely remember living at the place where Nick and I were born, and that was a house behind our old Telford Center. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was, which is called Richmond Maple High. Street.
Maple Street. Uh-huh.
Maple Street. Because I can barely remember that. We moved from Maple Street to I can see this street. Linden Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Linden Street.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, from Linden Street, boy, are you trying to hear? Linden Street, we moved to Bourbon Street.
Bourbon.
Mm-hmm. And that would be East Bourbon Street.
Right. Yeah.
From East Bourbon Street, we moved to West Bourbon Street, which is down on the hill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Way back in there.
Right.
From there, I think we might have moved to East Street, EAST.
Right.
We ended up on K Street.
K Street. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
moved a lot.
Mm-hmm. We got put out a couple of times. In that house on the hill, I never would forget. We was renting from a black man, and I guess my mom had to pay the rent. And you know, the rent was about $1.50 a week or whatever.
Yeah.
But then that was, people didn't pay.
Uh-huh.
Well, she had a time, so you have to take your head off of people like that who keep on struggling,
right.
In spite of all.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess she taught us to work, and we had
sure.
to work hard
sure.
and stuff like that. So that's the reason why I got by easier than any of them, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I was on the tail end, but
right.
all of them went to work. And the older ones went to work with people on farmhouse. He stayed at home a long time because he took care of me and Dick a long time there. But, you know, because that's why he didn't get any schooling.
Really?
Because he stayed home to help Mama with the kids. kids. I think he finally, and it seemed like that somebody told him later years that said that he might have got some schooling, but he didn't even get as far as third grade.
Really?
And I guess that's just the way things go.
We're back in those days.
And that's the reason why that people who have been through something, you know, like I tell anybody, if you haven't been through anything and then you don't have much of a view about what you want to do, you know. But when you've been through something, you say, well, I'm just not going to do that, and I'm not going to be involved with that, and I'm not going to be involved with that. I'm going to do something, you know, a little different. That was my, it was always my take. But then I guess I was a different breed than most of them, I think.
What way do you mean?
Well, I just always believed in doing the right thing, you know, for some reason.
Sure. Makes good sense.
And, of course, I didn't have to go to work quite as early as the rest of them did. But I'm glad that I didn't go early because of some things that transpired when they started to go. And I remember her very well after Champ finally left and he went to work on the phone with the right man. And then Ann went to work for, I can remember her, she didn't stay at home very long at all. I can barely remember. I think it was a home-made school thing. I can just barely remember that the time that Elizabeth's twins were born, I think she was working for, and they are 70 years old. Well, one of them died, but the other one is 70 years old now.
Sure.
She worked for Dr. Hill because he delivered those twins there.
Right.
And I remember I was 9 years old. I can remember that very well.
Is that right?
And she was staying on the place with him. You know, and then I think at one point in time before that, I think Liz was, she was up in the mountains staying with some folks up in the mountains, working for some people up in the mountains. And I guess, I don't know, for some reason she came back. Up in the off center for white people.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that. She was a good girl. I think she stayed up in London there a while with white people, and I don't know why she came back. I couldn't say. I think Big Al, I think she doled him out to somebody down in Garrett County, and I think the old man scared him to death one night because he come home at dark. And he ran all the way back from Garrett County back to Richmond before he could stay down there any longer.
Right?
And of course, you know the story about it giving fire away.
I recall, but what's the story?
Oh, she gave fire to some people down in Cincinnati when she was 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, she did? Oh, she needed money?
I don't know. I guess just a young woman overwhelmed with a house full of kids like that. You know, you just don't know what to think.
Yeah.
You know, she probably just the heck with it. You know, what can I do? But she gave 5 away. Well,
she was 5.
By 5 to 6, I think is what they said. My grandmother wanted her to go back and get her so many times, but I guess, you know, she just couldn't go. I guess
was someone wanting to adopt children? Is that what it was? Or she
just left her with some people. She didn't know them from Adam's house, Kathy, is what I understand.
Is that right?
Yeah, in Madisonville, Ohio.
Just took them to their house without, I mean, just...
Well, now, that I don't know about. Yeah. I just know that she gave her away.
Right.
You know? Well, if I got along about, I think, 16 or 17, you know, when you get wild and you don't want to go and do whatever you want to do, and Children's Services or whatever they call
right,
it then, you know, they kind of sort of stepped in there and they sent them back home.
Oh, they did.
Sent them back to the house. I guess she was about 17 at that time, but she already been out there. So she didn't do any better when she come back to Richmond, I guess. I guess she didn't pay no attention. My mother was real lax about things, and she didn't. She she didn't have some scruples about things. She didn't supposed to talk about that like the dead, but she didn't have some scruples about some things.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, she after she got better and, you know, kind of calmed down and, you know, and those kinds of things, and then she decided she wanted to go back to Madisonville. So she went back after she got a baby, she went back to Madisonville. We'd go down there to see her every once in a while or something like that. But I guess, and she held it against my mom later years, you know, she had become an alcoholic.
Right.
And later years, she called my mom and she kind of bawled her out.
I remember.
Back, you know,
I remember that.
Yeah, but and the thing about it is, you know, she and I was pretty tight there for a while, although I wasn't in the same category, but it was pretty tight. My sister Liz was, I'll give a lot of my glory to my sister Liz because she let me know about a whole lot of things that, you know, and she didn't want me to get into this and she didn't want me to get into that. She was real good to me and Nate. She was really good to us. And, but she told Bob to go on back to, she wanted to go back to Madisonville to go on back down.
Does your mom, does she work?
My mom retired earlier than anybody you know with a high school kids. She was 35 years old when she retired. Then they basically checked that out and let them that she was still alive, you know. She used to do, yeah, she was a great cook. She was a great cook. She used to work for people like that, you know, who was not educated. And my mom, I think she had reasonable education. I think she went to grade school. And she worked in the people's private homes for a while, and then she went to work at the hotel. She was...
In Richmond, you mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She was a great cook there.
I taught you all how to, at least most of you all, about cooking and everything. So she retired at 35. That meant that...
the reason why I know that, because of Social Security.
Mm-hmm. Well, how was she able to do that?
Social Security didn't come into effect until 1937.
Right.
You know, so she didn't, she could not draw for Social Security.
But how could you draw it at 35 years old?
Huh?
How could you draw it at such
a young
age?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. She didn't work long enough because, see, Social Security came into effect in 1937. Had she worked on when she got old enough, she would have been able to draw some.
Right.
You
know,
but she quit when she was
old.
Then
if she quit working, is that what kind of forced the children to work a whole lot more?
Well, no, we worked anyway. Yeah, well, I guess the younger ones probably did.
Yeah, because of... You know, if she was born in 1895 and retired at 35, it's like 1930.
I would say. I wasn't very old.
So I can see now, because I recall interviewing Dad, and he was saying that, you know, he had to go to work.
Yeah.
You know, at a young age. I was trying to figure out what the pressure was to go to work full time. Part time job.
Yeah.
But if she had pretty much retired, then task was.
She depended on, you know, this day and time, well, no more, because the welfare is not flourishing now, but she depended on, you know, welfare. As we knew it then, you know.
Right.
You go, you pick up the commodities and take them home.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Now, I recall hearing from somebody, I don't know who, that Grandma Lizzie was like part or like Indian.
It came from my dad's side. My Jack, I think they claimed it was a little bit of Indian. But now on my side of the family, the Turkic side, there was quite a bit of Indian.
Was it?
I can remember. I can remember. Old man Turpin, whom I just bad.
Are you referring to who now? Ed?
No. His name was... Ed was my biological dad.
Right.
Was his dad. Albert.
Albert.
Albert. I didn't like him.
Really?
Because he was nice to me. They were nice to me because I was fair-skinned and he was darker.
Uh-huh.
Me and him, I could see me grabbing him by the hand and taking him up. They had their
Albert and who?
Albert and Joe the Otis. Like my brother. I hate to be a sick.
What do you mean, Joe? What do you mean?
Well, you know, people are going to feel sorry for you, and they're going to do things for you, and you know, those kinds of things.
Yeah. I understand that. I'll enjoy it all. So when you were about 16, your mom moved to Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Lived with her. And now, who was the first sibling to leave Richmond?
I guess you say.
Cincinnati. Why'd she go there?
Well, she was already married. She had gotten married. And she wanted to live a better life, so she said.
Uh-huh.
And she and her first husband moved to Cincinnati.
What was his name?
Joe Bronston. And they initially didn't get along, you know, separated. Then she moved on to Dayton.
Okay, why she moved up there?
Well, she heard about the big job here, that she could get a job at Wright Patterson. She was looking for Patterson.
Right.
And I can't blame her.
Right, sure, come along. Come along. So.
And then we in turn kind of, you know, as the years went on, sort of followed suit, I guess.
Okay, so Ann left. She
and Liv went down there one time, but she didn't stay. She came on back.
So now it looks like the sons pretty much all stayed in Nassau County. Dad stayed for the most part from Alec.
Chang was out at Waco.
And
Big Al. Now Big Al left home. With those kids, they left and went to Cleveland one time.
They did?
Uh-huh. You can get with them on that. They spent a couple of years. Their whole family did.
Okay.
They went to Cleveland. And Ann was so happy when they was up there, but they was not happy, so they missed them when they went back.
Right. Hmm. So Ann went from Cincinnati first, and then Dayton to Wright Path. And then, what did she do?
From Dayton, you know, I think she had married again. She married a guy named Young, and I don't think he was very nice to her. But she was kind of like me. She was one of the kind that, you know, I might take one lick, but that's it. So she left between, she worked at night, and he worked in the daytime, and she left Dayton and went to New York.
Oh, was New York.
She lived in New York about 13 years.
Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm. Then she came back to Cleveland after that, I guess. She said that she was getting a little bit old. I think it's where she told Mom, and she said that the city diet was too much for her. She went back to Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess she had been in Cleveland before, but I believe maybe she... She left it, and she probably went to Cleveland first. Yeah, that's where it was. And then that's where she saw my brother, Joe Jackson. That's where she saw him. And she saw him on the street and recognized him because he looked that much like Wayne.
Is that right?
She said she, and then she found out that, you know, into a circle with him or whatever. And then that was real good. That's how come us to see him. I got a chance to see him.
So this was her uncle.
Who his name was Ellick, changed his name to Joe Jackson, left, wound up in Cleveland. She didn't know he was there. Mm-hmm. And she just out somewhere one day and saw him. And saw...
Something transpired. And then he got my mom, and I think even my daughter Candy with my mom, and she was her favorite, you know. My mom picked favorites. Strangely enough, she was, we met up with her in Baltimore, I think, and she was from Lancaster.
Right back home,
Lancaster, Kentucky.
Is that right?
He ran around with, I guess he was what you call the house boy at that time.
Okay.
Shoved them around and stuff like that. I think one particular family, they left him home. Quite a bit of gratuity when they passed away.
How'd your mom feel about that?
What?
About meeting, like, this is like her brother, right?
Oh, she just thought that was the greatest thing that ever was. Because they were close, see? Uh-huh. She was very close. See, because she was about third down.
Must have been.
Al never exercised none of that. But I mean, I guess, you know, he was kind of a con man and stuff like that. And I guess people were just crazy about him. I guess he probably didn't have much reason for, you know, doing nothing to nobody. Maybe it's not him, but he was.
I know.
He was going
for it. All I can figure is that Jack Gillard must have been, when he was growing up, treated that way.
They ever did themselves.
To figure that's why you treat somebody else. Now, look at this. How did then your mom get along after she had left with the kid, the kids were sent to her by train? How did she then get along with Jack Gilbert over the years after?
Oh.
come by the house to see the kids? Or?
Yes. Yeah, I remember seeing him in a buggy coming by. We was living right down the street, I think. And I can remember him coming by there in a buggy. You know, you can, now that I know, you can see the Indian in the buggy in your home. So there's Indian on both sides of the family. So I think that's the part of it. It looked like so much like the, you know, she got pictures. So, and maybe Indians, are they high-minded?
They can be true.
They kind of mean. Well, of course, I wouldn't take them. You know, I'm that way. I wouldn't take them. You know, I'm not going to do you no harm. You don't want
right.
you to do me nothing.
No harm.
I'll stand my ground. Mm-hmm. You know. But as the years have gone on, you know, when I got into the working system, I learned how to do it diplomatically. But you know, I when I was coming along, I would take a whole lot of stuff.
So it took. So Jack would come and see the kids over the years, as far as you
I
know,
think he did, as well as I can remember. I could see him, you know, in his buggy. And I guess he would come see Mama, maybe. Mama's older brothers would always help her out.
Yeah.
I can remember all the time. He'd been quite a bit for Mama. You know, just come out to see him, give him a few dollars and stuff like that. And then, of course, you know, after everybody got to work in Mama, we share.
Sure.
And I guess you take part of him all the way down.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Now, did your mom and your dad live together?
Turpin?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when we were little, I understand. I understand that they moved out. But she moved out from the rest of the children. Now, that's what I was told at one time. I think he had told me that, because he was real good to them. Turpin was real good to them.
So she moved out, then what were you on?
She took us with her.
Oh, okay.
You know, we moved out in, where did she say from? Wherever the Kennedys lived. The Kennedys with all of those kids. We had 13 children. I can remember fairly remember that. I must have been very young. Because they told me that I set the house on for all the kids. Didn't want to stay out there or something.
Really?
The Kennedys told me that.
Really?
I don't know. Waco, it wasn't Waco, it was Esmond, somewhere like that. Somewhere, they lived together somewhere. And I don't know why that, you know, the breakup or anything. I guess, Mama's brothers were womanizers. I guess she was a man that was out the eyes of her
yeah,
dad.
Yeah, true.
You
true,
know,
true,
it's
true,
his life.
True. Okay, so then she and Ed kind of broke up. Dad kind of broke up. Yeah, that when she moved up to Cincinnati?
No, she didn't move to Cincinnati. I was about 14, 15 or somewhere along. I spent 2 years high school. I must have been 16 when she moved to Cincinnati.
And you stayed with
Aunt
Margaret
and Nancy.
The dad was...
They both were ill at the time, you know. And I guess I was a great help for them.
Sure.
But it was a great help for me when I, you know, that's the reason why when I got to be an adult, you know, they beat me out there.
You said. So then dad lived with y'all, he lived somewhere else?
We stayed out there with me and lived and stayed on K Street. We stayed with her until we got married.
That's why that you went to Detroit. I kept asking him, why did you know?
It's something, might be some things that he doesn't want to tell you.
Yeah, sure, I can say it. I know that's true. I've been away for years.
Okay. Okay, so that makes sense. Now, so your mom moved to Cincinnati, and then your sister moved to Dayton. Did your mom follow?
No, she stayed there. She didn't follow to Dayton.
Right. So, but your mom moved to Dayton when your sister moved to Dayton.
Yes, and then my sister stayed there a while, you know, and then when she got ready to leave, well, my mom stayed
right,
here.
Right. And then
by that time, we had come to Dayton.
Uh-huh. So, when
but
did
I
she...
I came in 48.
48. When did she meet Mr. Pack?
She already had met him when I came, so I don't know. But they were not married yet, but she had met him. They got married when Catherine was a baby.
Oh,
Catherine
really?
Was 18 months old when we came to Dayton. And they wanted to go where they didn't have to get no blood check done. They didn't want to get stuck with the needle. This place over here, right down here at where the casino is in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. And I can remember him and my mom taking Catherine and living down there because I was working, taking Catherine down there to get married.
Now, what do you remember about my mom and dad meeting and getting married and so forth?
I don't know no more, you know.
Did you know mom before they got married?
Yeah, I knew her, but I mean, I was not a friend of hers
uh-huh,
or anything,
uh-huh.
but I knew her.
Uh-huh. I definitely know her. I mean, what was
she?
She
went to high school, didn't she?
Yeah.
You were the same high school.
Okay. So then, she was like a few years younger than you.
I knew her brother personally, because he was in my family. James?
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I love James.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not as a boyfriend or anything,
I know,
but he was a great guy.
What did you
know? Oh, yes, he was.
He
I
sure
knew,
was.
Knew your older uncle, too, Lawrence.
Lawrence?
But he was a bit different than
uh-huh.
James.
Yeah. James was, he was real
what
special.
What actually happened to him?
Well, he died.
Was it an accident?
It was an accident. Well, you know, he had worked for a long time as a bartender.
Oh, okay.
Then he worked at Kroger's late in his life. And evidently, through his social gregariousness and being a bartender, he developed a drinking problem. Probably was alcoholic.
Oh, did he?
And he kept losing his license.
Yeah.
Driving while, you know, drunk or whatnot. I think he lost his job at where he was like bartending for a long, long time. Because he would live with him for a bunch of years. When we moved to Covington.
The first time.
Okay.
Time.
Moved to Covington and we moved in with him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then eventually kind of took over almost that whole second level.
Oh, okay.
And moved in with him.
Did he ever get married?
He was married. He was married once.
Had any children?
He had a daughter.
He did?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Named Marcia.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
Same as our sister, right? Named Marcia. And then he got married. They were married maybe, I don't know, 7-8 years maybe or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were very far from us. Because we lived with him for, I'm thinking, 4, 5, 6, 7 years or so, okay? And we're just real close to him.
Oh, I love him.
A lot of things that, you know, we grew up learning, we learned from him, you know, learn how to drive. And
he was just a gentleman in every respect.
Absolutely. He sure was. And, but what happened, though, he he lived with him for a while, and he moved out to his own place, and he got married, really married, and lived up on Russell Street, about four blocks from our house. Mm-hmm. They lived together for 6 or 8 years, and they got divorced, then he moved to another place, then he wound up moving back on Bankman Street where we were, mm-hmm. like about across the street, four houses down.
Oh.
You come out in the yard and literally yell across the street, he was here.
Oh, okay,
right.
Okay.
That's where he lived, right across. But by that time, I had left home, gone to college, was living in Lexington. My brother had left and gone to D.C. Mm-hmm. And Mom and Ed got married in Uncle James's living room.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And jumped in room. And then she and Ed moved to Newport.
Oh, they did?
They were in Newport. In Newport. For life. Mom lived in Newport.
Is that where her wake was?
No, her wake
when
was... Her wake was in Covington.
Well, I remember me and
Bridget
coming down.
Oh, yeah, I remember y'all. The wake was in Covington.
I guess we just followed behind me.
Right. We were there at the funeral home in Lexington. I'm sorry, in Covington. So anyway, what happened, and, you know, we kept being warned, you know, hey, he's got mm-hmm. to quit drinking, you know, and whatever. So he couldn't drive anymore, couldn't keep license. Well, what happened... It was only one time, and he had, I guess, either been out drinking or had booze at the house, the apartment, and he came home, and this is kind of weird time we're figuring it out, and began drinking, and then during the night, according to came in and got him, you know, from the ambulance, he must have thrown up in the middle of the night.
Choked.
Okay. That's probably what they were saying is what happened. He choked and died, it's the middle of the night. And because Mom was in Newport, because you weren't there, then, I mean, for him to go a few days, like call, wasn't anything unusual. You know, they would talk often if they wanted to meet. But what happened, a day went by and the neighbors hadn't seen him. Usually, you know how he was. He would come out and he'd be speaking to everybody, you know, and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And they hadn't seen him for about a day or so. Mm-hmm. They called my mom and said, we haven't seen, him in a day or so. And he's wondering maybe if he's out of town or what's going on. Mom said, well, I don't think so. So I think she decided to either call the police or something. But call the police or whatever, and have them come over. And then they were able to either get the landlord or something, got in to the house. Because it was winter time, the heat was on. And, you know, as you know, when you die, it's a lot of heat. Your body, swells up or whatever. So the ambulance found him, I think, at least a day. It could have been longer after he had died. Because they were saying that he had a watch on and a ring on, and they could barely get the watch off. He was so swollen. But I have the watch now, matter of fact. And so that's what happened. He literally just choked in his vomit, That's what happened.
How old was he when he died?
Forgive me the line. He died around 1985 or 86. And, he was, he was, let me see, Mom born in 26. Uncle was older than her by, I think, a couple, he was about your age, right?
He was in my class.
Okay, well, he's about your age then. Okay. So, he was born in
about 85, that's about almost 20 years ago. Yeah, he was probably about 60, I guess.
Yeah.
Or so. Yeah. Yeah, you're right, you know, young man. And but yeah, he was
And good. He did graduate.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Matter of fact, I got his name on the list there. I got a list of all our graduates.
Uh-huh,
we had the largest class that ever come out of
is that right?
Richmond High.
Is that
I
right?
I think it was 34, 35 of us at that time.
Yeah, Uncle Smart's a whip too.
Yeah, he was.
He was smart as a whip. I'm telling you, he was.
Well, there was two or three of those guys that was in our class which was just gentlemen, you know, all the way.
Yeah.
I think another guy, his name was Clay. He used to call him Strutton. He was just upright, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't see him slouching over or nothing.
So y'all made your way to Dayton in 48.
We came up here in 47, I think. Maurice was just a youngster, and we came up to visit my mom, you know.
Right.
They
were
near downtown. I think they went and got a project or something. She left the mom and went there. I think they had to leave. You know, when they found out that they were gone, you know, that's when she moved back out. She moved out of the Mr. Patton, who got a crown from.
Right.
He lived just a few doors down with his sister. And Mama made it out there. That's really good. And at that end, yeah, she left them, you know, there at the house. I guess they had to leave. By that time, we had already, my mommy had gone on to Franco, and we stayed out there with them, I guess close to a year, I guess.
We
moved downtown.
Bank Street.
Well, we moved a few times, I guess.
To Cedarhurst, right?
No, we moved out on the field, on the base.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we lived down on the base about 3 years because they worked out there. And then they let him, this was, you know, after the war.
Right.
That's like that. They just let him, the workers who wanted to, you know, live on those,
on the barracks.
Barracks, I guess they called them. Mm-hmm. And they stayed out there. Because he stayed out there for 4 years, I guess. We moved back over on Pontiac Street. And at that time, people didn't allow you to, they didn't want you to rent you a house with a whole lot of children. A couple of people talked to me like a dog when I went looking for houses. And one old sister talked to me and she said, well, you need to try to buy your own set of house with her. So, with all of those kids, you don't need them to go around tearing up people's houses and take the robberies and stuff. She ran the riot at me. Of course, I was having children so fast I couldn't go to work yet right away.
Right.
I said, all right. But when we moved to that house on Pontiac Street, you know, I wish you could see it. It was a pit. It had been a white area at one point in time, you know, I guess white people just started moving out of there. You know. But it was old, you know. You had to go in and you had to do it. And, I tell you, the food I never prayed so hard in my whole life. I said, Lord, I know. Whenever that I leave this house, would you give me a house that I won't have to leave? that I could have for my own.
Right.
Yeah. So I was able to kind of get some work done, you know, after the kids got up to the south. Because there got to be a pretty distance between Brenda and Annette, you know. Right. The others came so fast before.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got the distance between Annette and Brenda, then I was able to get the work, for the work and stuff like that. And then I went back to school and got my, you know, nursing license and stuff like that. So that worked out real close. We were good to see the others. I said, I guess I had to pay the home rent for a while. I was paying the mortgage payment.
And then we moved to Blue Haven.
Would you ever come back?
Was it?
It was an experience, I guess.
What was the worst?
We wasted a lot of money.
Oh, you know, like buying another house? And
well, the house not so, but the mere fact that, you know, you just lose. You lose something when you move to your practice.
Yeah.
No, we got every bit of the down payment that we paid on. We paid $8,000 down on the down payment, so we was able to get that back.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say you move geographically, you lose. Are you losing just friends up here, contacts, family?
Yeah, well, my family, you know, and you just, when you just move away, you no longer fit in with where you used to fit in. Because those people down there, they ain't never going to be this, you know, and I don't care how well off they are, how well they get or something. They're still going to be caring for those in one place or another, and you know, sitting in church with all people, you know,
right,
and those kinds of things. And I just don't like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the reason why that so many people call me a great friend, because, you know, most of the time when you tell your best friend, you tell your best friend not to tell nobody. But your best friend has got another best friend, and it goes on down and down and
exactly.
Like that. You know?
Exactly.
And I just, I don't like confusion. I never like confusion. And it bothers me when I hear people, you know, that they carry the information around. Doesn't mean anything.
Right, exactly.
You know, and a lot of times it's to keep you from looking at them. Don't look at me, you know, because so-and-so, you know, basically going back to it.
So what caused you to make the decision to move back up this way?
Well, I was going by what the Bible says, you know, you're supposed to go to open, supposed to be in obedience to
right,
him, which
right.
I was to a point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I really had to take over as far as monetarily wise, because he was insecure about his, he was not an educated person, but he was insecure about that, you know, and he tried to make him handle the money and do this, that, and the other, but it just didn't work out, and he didn't get an agreement, you know, but he never had a whole lot of trouble, you know, I guess, he was raised an only kid, he had no brothers and sisters. Outside of that big family, he didn't believe in sharing. He didn't believe in his brother. He was from a background that's pretty good. About 4 years, we had a good family. We really didn't have a whole lot of problems.
Right.
You know, when I was back from the family. So I always said that was good medicine.
That's right.
You know, so I think what God does, I think he'll do it right.
That's right.
Did you know we met on our lunch hour?
Did you? Just stop? Okay, do it.
No, we're supposed to gotten married, and we had things going and everything, you know, the night before when we, I don't know if he got a little cold, he got drunk or not, but he was so drunk, he didn't know it.
Is that right?
And I said, well, just forget it then. I'm not going to forget it. He said, well, the next day he come, we had a license. The next thing I know, we came up to Jason Dennis. He said, come on, we're going down here to Red Cobb's tailor shop to get married. And he brought the undertaker, Charlie Boyd, with him and another tailor that was up to speak for witnesses. And we got married and I went back to work. That's why I say a lot of times all these flamboyant weddings and things, they don't always work out so good,
do they? That's right. You're right.
I think about full mornings, I just feel sad in my spirit about it sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. Good person.
Mm-hmm.
Good person. Mm-hmm. You know. But I think he's pulling out of it, I really do.
Yeah.
You don't tell him God about it.
Yeah.
But that's a wretched grandson. He's the same kind of guy as mine, so to speak. He's just got that one child. He married somebody. One of the kind that'll come in and have to bring it up or have to cook, give you back to you or whatever, you know, and all of that. And they take advantage of it. They take advantage of it. It's a two-fold thing, you know, we in this together, you know.
Right.
We can do
right.
this and that and the other. You know. Well, I guess you got to give us the table back. And some of them will take more than they'll give.
Right. You were unbalanced.
But I feel that I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had so many people that I can talk to you, and we can converse, and you don't have anything to do with them. I guess I don't have what you say, nobody running back and forth to my house every day for coffee and all of that
kind of stuff.
I guess I don't need that, but I got people who are glad to see me when they see me, and they ain't glad that I'm gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's a way of life, I think, for some people. They just can't hardly live it themselves. I mean, I ain't walking to a bank, but I ain't got nothing. I got some coffee.
How about some water?
Yeah, I got
one. That'd be good. They on the road now. So water be fine.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to the car 1 minute. That'll be right back here. And water be fine. Absolutely.